Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Democratic presidential candidates said Saturday they are focused on the U.S. economy and defeating the Islamic State militants as their top priorities. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders said the fight against the Islamic State needs a coalition, and he can make that happen.
My plan is to make it work, to tell Saudi Arabia that instead of going to war in Yemen, they, one of the wealthiest countries on earth, are going to have to go to war against ISIS.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also supports the coalition effort, as does former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. National polls show Clinton ahead of Sanders by more than 20 points. O'Malley has single-digit support in all of the polls. Rwandans have overwhelmingly voted to change the constitution to allow President Paul Kagame to seek another term. Kagame's current term ends in 2017. The new change would allow him to run for another 7-year term, and after that he would be eligible to run for a further 2 5-year terms until the year 2034. 58-year-old Kagame has been in power since 2000 and has essentially ruled Rwanda since 1994. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the International Roadmap for Peace in Syria, approved unanimously by the United Nations Security Council, was a rare display of unity among major powers on a conflict that's claimed more than 250,000 lives. Turkey said the U.N. resolution is a positive step toward resolving the civil war. Separately, however, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Saturday that his country has not yet used all of its military capabilities in Syria and is available to do so. This is VOA News.